One thought, one wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. One thought, one wholeness. As I think my thought, as I listen within, as I pay attention to my one thought of wholeness, I enjoy wholeness. As I take my one thought and I place it on, I am whole, 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 and I meditate on that, and I meditate on I am whole. As I go through my day, regardless of the condition that my outer body may show, it's showing what's in my mind, but regardless of the condition that I may be reflecting, when I put a new cause in motion, I am putting a high-octane gas in my thought tank. I am putting the high-octane gas of I am home, I am home. As I do that, then my inner gears, my inner engine of high-octane works. You see, I have within me, let's see, maybe many different types of engines. I have an engine that works on fuel, on diesel. I have an engine that works on regular. I have an engine that works on a little better than regular. I have an engine that works on high octane. I have an engine that works on whatever. I have these engines that work on these things, and they're just all within me, and they're just sitting there. And those that are not being used are just idle, but they're sitting there. They're waiting for me to pour the fuel in that makes them work. And when I pour fuel in of low octane, of low combustibility, then the engine works that burns that fuel. The high octane engine doesn't burn that fuel. The diesel engine doesn't burn that fuel. It just, everything is designed for itself. So, when I have the low octane, then I can say, I am so unhappy. I am so, oh, the life is troublesome, everything is a bother. And you see, then when you go into the next level up of fuel, oh yeah, it's a better day today than it was yesterday, but still it's not just as good as it could be. Ah, yes, it is a little happier today, the sun is out today. You see, and you have a little better attitude that your engine will burn with, but it'll burn with them. But then in the high octane engine that you have within you, in that high-octane engine, it burns only high-octane fuel. And anything comes along and says, I don't feel good, I'm unhappy, it does not even recognize that. That just falls off of it. That doesn't even get into the engine. That's not in the fuel tank. So that fuel tank belongs someplace else. The high-octane fuel tank is, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I like me, 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 I like me. And as these are the, this is the fuel, this is the power that works in the engine, that the high octane engine within me, the engine that is my reality, you might say, the engine that I wish to experience. Now, there's nothing wrong with those other engines. And there's nothing wrong with the information that's put into those other engines, the fuel that's put into those other engines to make them operate. There's nothing wrong with that at all, because everything is God. Everything is good. Now, what do you want? What do I want? Do I want the result of a low-octane engine or a diesel engine or a middle-octane engine? Or do I want a high-octane engine? Do I want a classy car? Do I want a classy vehicle? Do I want the ideal deal, the ideal body, the ideal spirit, mind, and body? What do I want? The ideal? Or do I want something other than that? Anything is okay. And that's hard for us to recognize that anything is okay. It has to be. Because look at all the people who are doing the other thing. Look at all the people who are recognizing something less than perfection about themselves. And they're okay, but they're living on a low-octane fuel. They're living on a low combustion. They are living at half rate. They are not getting the full effect from who they are. But you and I, we can. Everyone can if you wish. We hear this lovely story of peace and joy, and our heart goes, yes, yes, yes. And when our heart goes, yes, 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 that's pouring high-octane fuel into the high-octane engine. And the high-octane engine is saying, yes, yes, yes. And as it says that, the power within us reveals itself in the fulfillment of that wonderful engine's work. The high-octane engine can only carry you into your ideal spirit, mind, and body. The ideal spirit, mind, and body. The ideal, the ideal. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a great experience that is. The ideal spirit, mind, and body. So, how do I make sure that I always use high-octane fuel in my high-octane engine? Because I got all these engines inside of me and all these fuel tanks, and whenever I use the lower engine fuel tank and lower engine, then I get the feeling of unhappiness. When I use a higher octane, higher engine fuel tank, then wow, I am soaring. I am like an angel taking off into the well, blue yonder, just enjoying myself and having such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Yes, that's what it's all about. Having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. It's not a matter that I have to do something special, or I have to be something special, or I have to think something special, or have to act something special. It's only a matter that I am something special. Now, I tell the story of my friend who had this beautiful Jaguar, and he had it in his garage, and he drove the old Chevy that he had because it was winter time and he didn't want to get snow all over his Jaguar, and he wanted to keep it nice and clean in the car, in the garage. So his son had his little go-kart parked in front of his dad's Jaguar. So he opened the garage door, the son, and he backed the Jaguar out so he could get the go-kart out. And then he got the go-kart out, and he was about to take the Jaguar and put it back in the garage, and his dad came whizzing around the corner from a block away and pressed the open garage door, and the garage door, instead of open, since it was open, now closed. And it closed right on top of that beautiful Jaguar. He didn't use it, and he lost it. This is how it happens to most of us. And really, big concrete blocks that pulled the garage door up and pulled it down just whomped right into that beautiful car. Now, the son was out of the way, happily, and he had his go-kart out of the way, but oh, for Papa's Jaguar, what an experience that was. I'll never forget hearing it and knowing about it happening. And I tell you, this is what we all do, don't we? We have that beautiful quality within us, but we only take it out on Sunday. Our going to church clothes, our going to meeting clothes, our happy time clothes. Oh yeah. We may have very limited income, very limited everything, but we have the clothes to show off what we want to do, how we want to do it. We may have limited income, but we want to buy designer jeans. We may have limited income, but we want to buy the special jewelry and have ears pierced and all these other silly things and all these other wonderful things. And we have money for it. But that's the point. We have money for it. We have money to do the things we really want to do. Now let's do the things we really want to do. And let's burn our high-octane fuel in our high-octane engine all the time, like it's the most normal thing in the world, and live in that beautiful abundance, in that beautiful wholeness, in that beautiful perfection. And live that way as the only thought in your head, the only thought in your mind, the only thought. And your one thought and your one wholeness. Yes, indeed. Keep those thoughts whole and perfect and beautiful, and watch how your life is a living example of whatever it is your one thought is. I know my thought is of wholeness, of goodness, of peace, of joy, of harmony, of life. And my life is so filled with all of these beautiful attributes that it's just overwhelmingly joyful, and I am so happy. Try it on for size. Join me in using it, because it really works. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.